Sorry, I'm so off. That was crazy. Okay. You can see the script.
Yes.
Great. Feel free to go
Oh,
ahead, Susan.
the time is now 5:21 p.m., and I'm calling to order the St. Botolph Area Architectural Conservation District Commission December 18th, 2024 public hearing. Commissioners present are Doug Miller, Richard Henderson, and Susan Trowbridge. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the March 29th, 2023 amendment, extending the suspension of those provisions until March 31st, 2025. We are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Botolph Area Architectural Conservation District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. This hearing is being recorded. All further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing is adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials currently present?
No.
Okay. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing, but actually, we only have one item on the agenda.
Which we don't even need to take public
Which we
comment
don't, right?
necessarily. So this is our agenda.
Okay.
And then we can just go to our administrative review. So we, oh, I didn't even, oh wait, no, that
Well,
is today's date. Wow,
it's
that's
85 St. Botolph Street.
crazy.
And
And
that's replacing two non-original windows with two new 2/2 aluminum clad windows.
yep, so this is administrative review. So the proposal, I reviewed the application and it's in line with the guidelines. So it's completely approvable.
Okay, so anyone want to discuss this?
I motion to approve.
Great.
I'll
Richard?
second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, 3-0. Great.
Great.
That's done.
All right, and then we have our two sets of meeting minutes from this
Right.
year.
Right. Did everybody get a chance to look these over?
I
We
did.
got them this morning.
Yeah, I didn't see everything looked right to me.
Yeah, me too.
Really jogged my memory on one of them, but
Yeah. So,
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of 1:17 and 5:15, 2024.
I will second Richard's motion.
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's three in favor.
Well, that's a lot of
All right.
housekeeping.
Okay.
So,
So Gabby, staff updates.
one fun staff up, the only real good staff update I have is that we finally have a new director of the Office of Historic Preservation, which we have been hoping for a while. Kathy Cotteritis from Historic Boston. If anyone's ever encountered that organization, she was I believe, the executive director there as well. So she came gracefully over to us, and we're thrilled to have her. So I know this is not really applicable for two out of three commissioners anymore, but it's good to know that our department is in good hands. And we are, like Doug said that earlier, that he had gotten sworn in for his reappointment. We are still working on commissioner appointments. So thank you to Lee for everything you've done to keep the ball rolling on that. And it is great to not have someone to have to worry about to say, give me what I need for commissioner appointments, because we have Lee. So we're working on those. Those are with the mayor's office, and we're working to schedule interviews soon. So that's my update. And then I don't know if commissioners want to have any other updates, or Lee, go ahead. Sure. Yeah. What's up? How are you? It's been a long time.
I'm fine. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Let's see. I have three staff issues. We had put up Nancy Russell alongside Doug and Susan as a potential, and Jim Cutchin as a commission nominee. Gabby, what's the status of her confirmation?
Yeah, so I have been checking in with Nancy. about if she's been able to schedule her swearing in. I know she is in the midst of some health issues right now. And we have been working with the city clerk, and we actually were able to figure out we can do a virtual swearing in for Nancy. There's a couple like signature things I think we sort of have to take care of, but I let her know that. And right now it's her responsibility to contact the city clerk to schedule that. But I know she's in a bit of a health situation as well. So those instructions are in her inbox, and I want to be respectful of, again, her health right now.
Sure. So the last step to get her on the commission is a swearing in to be scheduled by Nancy.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Great. Secondly, I want to personally thank all the commissioners, current commissioners, particularly Susan, she's been around forever, and she's been a kind of a stalwart on the commission for many, many years, as has Richard. And if it weren't for Richard's commitment and attendance, we often would not have a quorum. So I want to thank particularly both Nancy and Richard for your service. Richard, good luck up in Maine. Beautiful place. Hope you enjoy it. We will miss your service. Nancy, as you may know through, it's my third item, as you may know through emails that I believe she has sent, is considering moving from the neighborhood, Susan is considering moving from the neighborhood sometime next year. So we had put Susan up for renomination, not knowing this at the time, to sit for another term. Well, Susan has graciously helped us in terms of informing us of her future plans. So rather than go through a two-step seat filling process, i.e. Susan get reconfirmed, and then we have to reappoint someone when she departs, we decided to do it all in one step. So I believe I have agreement through Landmark staff and so forth to consider two nominees for Susan's position. Susan will not stand officially for a new term, but she's willing to basically be a holdover nominee, commissioner, until such time as the city gets to vet the two nominees, which we have identified. And then one of those two nominees would fill her position simultaneously upon her resignation. Gabby, do I have that close to correct?
Yeah, that's right. The only thing to add is that if the city is super slow and I move before they've chosen someone, I'll have to resign at that point.
Correct.
They will have a vacancy.
Yes.
Ideally, we'll time it so they happen together, but they might not.
And
I think we have enough time because Susan, you're not moving tomorrow.
No. But I mean, Doug only just got sworn in. Almost 2 years.
Yeah, sometime in mid 2025. So hopefully, we have time for the city to go through its vetting process for the nominees and through the mayor's office and so forth. We have two terrific nominees. One is Shruti Manglik. She is a resident of 119 St. Patel. Super smart lady, very committed to the neighborhood. And the other person is Rob Steinberg, who lives on West Newton Street, and also just a terrific candidate and very interested, as is Shruti, in preserving the historic character of the neighborhood. So I'm delighted that we have those two folks interested in filling Susan's position when she departs. So, and one of the reasons for doing this is so we don't fall astray in terms of having a quorum. Because as you know, we have to have at least three commission members present to constitute a quorum. And with a vacant seat, and Richard potentially moving on, our quorum might be jeopardized. So we should have a full slate once one of our two new nominees are confirmed. We should have a full slate of resident representatives on the commission. And I want to thank Gabby and her staff and Susan for their help in making this happen. So it's been a bit of a process, as you can imagine, but it looks like we've done everything we need to do here at the neighborhood to make sure we maintain the the level of attendance and the commissioners in order to continue to conduct business. So I want to thank everybody.
Thank you, Lee, for your help with it.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Small district, it's not easy to get volunteers, this sort of thing. So we really appreciate it. Wow, what a time. Susan, when did you join the St. Botolph Commission?
2013.
And Richard, when did you join it?
Oh, heck, I don't know.
If you don't mind.
2015.
It was before COVID because
It was definitely before COVID.
In person.
Yeah. Oh, a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you guys. That's great. Yeah. I'll miss seeing you around in JP.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Those of us who don't live in St. Botolph at all, I've been there a few times. It's a nice neighborhood, but.
Yeah. Love walking through it.
Yeah.
Richard, do you have any idea whether Landmarks is going to replace you?
They will. There will be a new nominee from the American Planning Association. I'm nominated by them to be on the commission. So I'm not sure exactly the timing. These things tend to take forever, but hopefully someone will join.
So will it have all the bureaucratic requirements that the neighborhood positions do?
I think so.
So the neighborhood ones are squared away. The neighborhood ones are all squared away, thanks to Lee. And then the only other vacancies we have are the three BLC seats. Well, two for right now, two BLC seats. But, you know, just so you are all aware, like I'm acutely aware of this as well. And Joe, my boss, is also very aware. And that's one of the driving forces with the mayor's office. And I have to say the liaison for St. Botolph, Mackin, he was extremely helpful in getting all this rolling along as well. So just so everyone knows that, but it is high priority in terms of like the fact we barely have a quorum.
Yeah, we do have a bunch of new members and, you know, there was nothing special about me. I just kind of said, I'll do St. Botolph. And so, you know, it may be that you could reach out to the new members and say, hey, would anybody be interested in joining this commission as opposed to that one, whatever. So
we'll be doing that with I've brought this is like number one topic for me, honestly, with I'm like, it's really easy right now because St. Botolph is very quiet and we're not getting a lot of applications. And the ones that we are provable and we can send them to the BLC to get approved. But if we start real applications and someone happens to live next door to Doug or something and has to recuse himself, you know,
or he wants to apply for something himself.
What if Doug needs something?
Right. Yeah. I mean, how am I supposed to do anything to my place?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we are all very aware we're rolling with it. My two other commissions that I work on, actually they're both completely squared away in terms of commissioners. So you're really the only ones I have to worry about at this point. So, but we won't be in that position, but you know, worst case administrative review items, they can go to the BLC. If there was a design review item, I mean, that could also, I think, theoretically go to the BLC if it needed to, but hopefully we can avoid getting there. But yeah, if we have BLC seats that would be filled, that would be great. So we'll have to bring that to them. But their planner, Chelsea and Joe, are both aware of that as well. So I don't know. Richard and Susan, anything you'd like to say?
Thank you. You've been great, and you know Nick was great before you, and it's been a pleasure working with all the staff at Landmarks. It's been terrific, and Doug, all the best holding down the fort, and Susan, all the best to you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sticking around for a while, so.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're still
here. I'll say goodbye when for that time comes.
Okay. I was like, this could potentially, I was really not sure what was going to happen. But that's it for, there's not really any other staff updates or anything besides that. So thanks, Richard.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Okay. Happy holidays. Oh, we had to motion to adjourn.
Oh, yeah.
So motion to adjourn.
Okay, I'll second.
Yay.
In favor.
Bye.
Okay. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.